What's up, y'all? This is Nina Perez, and this is Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. And I am on Winject. It's been a while, huh? It's been a while. I have been thinking about things and, you know, going through some personal things and trying to rebrand and trying to look at things differently and trying to figure out this freaking world and planet and all of this stuff. And there's just a lot going on, right? Especially for a Generation Xer who just like likes to get shit right to the point. And I don't know about all this drama going on, but I am so really blessed and glad to be here. And I wanted to come on before Thanksgiving because I wanted to make sure that I said, Happy Thanksgiving. I'm grateful for all of you. I am grateful for what you pour into Straight Talk community as Straight Talkers. And I'm so grateful that you follow, you like, you share, you talk about the people on the show and how much you really appreciate them and love what they're saying. And I am really, really grateful for you. I'm grateful for this man right here. Hi, babes. That's my hubby wubbies. He always calls me his queen because he is my king. And I am really excited to be here. And I'm really excited because I wanted to talk about having change, empowering change. And especially when it comes to like in your leadership role, in your you owning your own business, in your own being your own CEO or being somebody who is causing impact in the world, right? Because there are people causing impact the wrong way. There are people causing impact the wrong way. And me and my husband were talking last night and I said to him, babe, you know what? I really want to do a live. It's been a while because he keeps asking me when I'm going to do one. And I've been holding off and I didn't want to do a live because I've been going through a lot. And I'm sure all of you have too. We just keep getting bombarded and hit with so much garbage, right? My son told me today, stop scrolling right now because I was sending him too many videos. And I'm like, do you see this? Do you see this? Do you see this? And I realized, you know what? We have to empower change. And the only way to do that is to actually focus in on what it is that we are supposed to be doing in this world, right? And I believe in a faith-fueled leadership. I believe in that. Leadership in your community, leadership on your social media, leadership in your business, leadership in your job, leadership as a leader. And you know what? It is needed now more than ever, right? And I wanted to talk about this because it's close to my heart. And it is such a crucial thing in our journey towards our personal and our business development, right? To have this really collective thinking, if you will, on empowering change, right? To transcend these societal divisions that we are having everywhere and embracing that we have a shared humanity. We are sharing a lot of experiences together. I'm going to put my do not disturb. I don't want to be bothered. I want to make sure that you hear my heart here. I have my own belief systems, and I'm sure you have your own belief systems, right? But I also feel that this world has really gotten into this place of division in such a horrific way. And sometimes when you look at it, it becomes overwhelming. Right. And we have to think about how we're going to transcend these divisions in our life and embrace the fact that we are all human and going through a lot of human experiences. Right. And I know people have their idea about this and this person is oppressing that and that person's oppressing this and this person's going against that. It's a lot. Right. And the world is rampant right now with divisions in a political, racial, ideological. I mean, it is so easy to feel disconnected. It's easy to feel disheartened. Right. But what if I told you that the key to thriving and actually having a life that is fulfilling is actually when you start bridging the gaps between these two things? And you have to do that without losing your moral standards. And a lot of people are losing their moral standards right now. They're just following the trend and following the group and becoming into groupthink. I'm so opposite of that. At least I hope I am for most of my thinking because I always try to think outside of what everybody else is saying. And I do that purposely because I know that in the past I've had stinking thinking and bad mindsets. And I want to change that, right? And I really do believe that we have to empower change. And it starts with our leadership, whether it's in our home, our business, our jobs, our communities, or whatever. Leadership has to transcend division. And most people who are not leading are the sheep. They're the ones following whatever the media is saying, whatever social media is saying, whatever a liar online is saying. Sorry, but I'm just going to call it what it is. And this world is rampant with division. What a concept, though, right? That we can actually think of our humanity. I don't know what happened to this concept. I don't know what happened, right? With being able to believe in what you want to believe in, separately of what somebody else believes in, and still respect each other enough to have these separate views. What happened? Where is that? And this division and just dividing, and I'm this, I'm blue, you're red, I'm up, I'm down, you're black, I'm white, you're Asian, I'm what the frig? You know what? I decided a while back that I was so sick of it that all I wanted to do was focus on my business and focus on what it is I wanted to do to bring change to the world, whether it's to grow, challenge, and impact our thinking through WinJack, through Straight Talk, and through my coaching platform, because that's all I can control. And faith-fueled leadership is needed more now than ever. And what I do now is I empower these women of faith to create this life and this coaching business that impact the world in a good way, right? My journey with these incredible women and these incredible leaders that want to have their own thing has been a testament to what it is to work with different people from different thoughts and ideas and still inspire each other and really become strong in what it is that we believe in without causing this division. Now, these women are unbelievable, and they're harnessing this amazing, unique talent inside of them with their life experiences, what they've been through, what they've learned, what they've gotten in their jobs and all of that. And they're using all of that to make real impact in the world, not bullshit impact, real impact. Okay. And I don't care about their race, their political divide, their ideologies. Now, I will say that I am a woman of faith. And so because of that, I do speak a lot about God. So the women who work with me either cannot be offended by that or are Christians or are women that believe in God. Okay. Because I talk a lot about God. That's very important to me. But where you are, blue or red, in your political views, where you are with, you know, race, black, white, Asian, Puerto Rican, Hispanic, black, Indian, I don't care. That never meant anything to me, and it still doesn't to this day, okay? Their journeys, these women's journeys, and I hope you, if you're a leader in anything, your home, whatever, is about leading with your heart and your soul. Now, to me, faith plays a pivotal part in this, right? Because it's believing in something higher than you. It's believing in your gifts, your talents, and believing in guidance from something higher than you. With me, it is God. God is completely leading me in all of this, all right? And yes, it causes you to rethink structurally what you are doing, right? But it also strengthens you and it draws unity and a shared experience as humans, okay? And so why did I get into coaching? I said for so long, I'm not going to get into coaching. I don't know, right? I used to be a chef. I'm a chef, right? But in even in chef, you have to serve, right? You have to serve others. And in coaching these remarkable women, we often find that there's such a connection, a profound growth that comes with empathy and compassion. And it's rooted deeply within us. And from what I've found, it is always found in this faith in God and in human connection. And it's about seeing beyond the bottom line of whatever you think you're fighting for, and you're willing as a group think. Like, I'm just thinking about what's happening right now in the streets. You're literally hurting other human beings for what? What are you doing? It angers me. It sickens me that's what we go to. That's what we do when we have to make a freaking point at the blood and the expense of others. Sounds a lot like what Jesus went through. And every day I really have to get up and say to myself, what are we focusing on today? And so I really dig deep and dive into the women that I work with, because these are powerful, leading women who are creating their own impact in the world. And so I have to show up for them. And I witness it all the time with these amazing women leaders that are transforming lives in their work. It is freaking awesome. It is beautiful to see. And it is beautiful to see how all of us, when we are on these calls, have these shared human experiences and the shared belief system and faith that really go into creating our businesses that aren't just about, you know, making money and success, but also a force for good in the world. Because you have to be able to think of the world and not just your little world, but everything that you're doing impacts somebody. And so we have to be more compassionate, and we have to understand that when we are going through something, it doesn't freaking matter what political party you're in, okay? And it doesn't matter what race and color you are. It's so freaking dumb. I just can't with that. I wanted to share a little story, a personal story. We have a neighbor, a beautiful woman. I don't want to use her name. We'll call her Patricia. We'll call her Patricia, right? So she is a beautiful neighbor, and she is married, and she is an older woman. And she, of course, her husband is an older man, right? And so we have been, you know, really, you know, saying hi to them every time they come outside and all that kind of stuff. And then Rudy, my hubby, and I noticed that there was a moment where we didn't see them around that much, and we just wasn't too sure what was happening. And so my husband, being the amazing human that he is, you know, he says, you know, I'm going to go and check up on them and see what's going on. Right. So he goes next door and he knocks on the door and she, the wife, didn't come out, but then she finally comes out to the door and her eyes are bloodshot red. So my husband starts talking to her. And as he's talking to her, you know, she's telling him that she's very concerned because her husband is very ill and she's his caretaker. But then she just found out that she has cancer riddled in all of her body, bones, everything. And Rudy and I cried. We were we are heartbroken for them. Had to become witnesses to the do not resuscitate order, which was extremely hard because we are their neighbors and we watch out for them and we don't even know them. They just have no family here. So we told them we will become their family. Do you think for one freaking moment that I asked them about their effing political affiliations? Do you think I asked them about that shit? Do you think I asked them about, oh, wait, you look white. I'm Latin. I don't know about this. Do you think I gave a crap about that? The only thing I cared about was how we can be of service, how we can be of service to these other human beings that are going through something extremely hard by themselves. What matters? To me, what matters is that human connection, the compassion, the way we can support each other. You think I give a shit about what this president says or that one says or what this one does or what that one does? I care when it affects the whole world, but this bullshit that we are going through with dividing each other and hurting each other over that? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Because let me tell you something. When I'm ill, God forbid, and I'm sick and I'm in my bed, God forbid, I want the best doctor, best nurses, best support. You think I give a shit who they voted for? I will not. I will only care that they have compassion and love and that they are connecting with me at a human level, that they want to support the good of my being. And we really got a man up here. And stop acting the way we're acting. It is insanely ridiculous. Okay? We are over here so quick to cancel. So quick to cancel businesses. So quick to cancel everybody, right? You don't believe in them? Just unsubscribe. You don't believe in them? Just don't go there. Yes, I believe that certain people need to be shown and known that maybe what they're thinking is wrong, but the way we're doing it is completely ass backwards. I would love to live in a place where there is humanity, where there is compassion for one another, okay? And the reason I think it is so powerful to do this, and the reason I think it is really important for us to connect in a lived in humanity and not get caught up with all the bull crap, is because when you start to do that, you're going to start to promote your mental well-being. Your emotional and mental well-being will start to increase as you start to decrease with the hate and the anger and the bitterness and the bullshit that you are doing. If that is you, only wear it if the shoe fits. Okay. But constant exposure to divisiveness and all these different narratives and the lies, this is going to lead to stress and anxiety and a sense of hopelessness, which was that was happening to me, focusing on all of that negativity. Because every time I open up my YouTube, my Instagram, my Facebook, my whatever, it was just negative after negative after hit after hit after hit, right? And we have to stop that. And we have to start focusing on our shared human experiences, because every one of us will die. Every one of us will lose a loved one. Every one of us will have some kind of ailment or something that touches our body that will cause us pain. We are all going to have these human experiences, trauma. All right. All of that stuff is a human experience. And I bet you we can find more sense of belonging and community if we focused on that, on those fundamentals, instead of all of the garbage that is happening in the world and all of these people that are really just poisoning humanity. Because let's be real, evil is real, okay? I'm not telling you that you just need to welcome all kind of evil bullshit in your life. That's not what I'm saying. Stand up for what you believe in. You can still do it morally, right? And what it'll do is start to strengthen you and give you resilience. Because let me tell you, this world emphasizes everything about being a freaking victim and everything about being like, oh, woe is me. You hurt my feelings. So what? I like the way Candace Owens said, life is hard. Get a helmet. I wish I would have came up with that line, but she did it first, right? But we need to find common ground that helps us build resilience. When you feel connected, when you feel supported, when you feel like you're equipped, like when you feel like you got an army or a village around you, you're going to be able to handle life's challenges a bit better. And you're going to be able to really get through all of the personal and the economical hardships that we're all going through. Because a lot of us are going through it. A lot of us, you can't even buy a bag of groceries without spending your whole freaking paycheck. It's crazy, right? We're all going through that. But if we were a village, if we were together, if we were really just connecting instead of emphasizing all of our freaking differences, you know how much better we would freaking be? I remember that day, once upon a blue moon, right? Because this is going to give you that resilience if you stop thinking about and looking at all the bullcrap that's out there, okay? So I want to encourage you to really think of growth and embracing the diversity that's out there. Allow it. Allow it to bring together all of the differences that we have. It means that you're recognizing that somebody's different and that there's value in a different perspective. Are you kidding me? You think I want to be in a room with people that only think and do and say what I say and do and think? How the hell is that going to bring you growth? And that's what's happening. Every single mainstream media in the world says the same thing with the same script. It is driving me nuts. I'm not a political commentator, so I'm not going to go there, okay? But what I want you to do is to think about, how is my experience and different perspectives going to help me to actually lead a richer, more fulfilling, more empathetic, more professional, more growth, more? How am I going to have a better life? And that is the way to do it. Because when you start to embrace that unity of diversity, and thinking of how people think differently than you, you're going to grow up and you're not going to be a little spoiled brat sitting here kicking and screaming every time something doesn't go your way. You're going to have so much resilience, it's not going to bother you at all. In fact, it might make you look at a different perspective and maybe somebody with compassion. Because we need to start fostering a community of support. And that's why I like straight talkers. I don't like people that bull crap and say stuff on both sides of their mouth. Just say how it is. And I'm good with that. All right? Because in times of crisis, like my neighbor. You think she asked me what I voted for? No. She asked if I would sign a piece of paper with my husband to support her decision to not resuscitate her. And yet we're fighting over some dumb shit. You think that matters? You think it mattered to her if I signed the paper and put independent or Democrat or Republican next to it? You think it really mattered? No, she's dying. She doesn't care about that. And neither will you on your deathbed. Because when you're on your deathbed or you're ill or you need somebody to really work on you, it's not going to matter to you, not one shit, who is the one that's helping you when you're in need. So start embracing the fact that people have different thoughts and viewpoints. Be a big girl and a big boy. Put on your pants, okay? And let's start acting like freaking adults around here. I want you to start enhancing and engaging in your development as a human being, okay? Engage with others. Be in a place of empathy. Understand that. Understand that people are growing too. They're not where you are. You're not where people are. That's life. That's beauty. Because you get to grow and the challenges are going to push you beyond your biases. Okay, so stop. And I don't even know if this even matters to you or we even connects with a lot of you, because a lot of you straight talkers are already straight talkers. But if you're bumping into this, grow up. If you keep saying, no, I don't like what you, grow up and just think about what I'm saying and stop like immediately becoming defensive. Okay, create that foundation that you need to start changing your life in a better way. When we focus on what unites us rather than what is dividing us, now we lay the groundwork for a positive societal change in our businesses, in our life, in our homes, in all areas. Because unity is going to become a powerful force for addressing these much larger issues that we got going on. Okay, because there's some economic challenges coming that are going to hit us like we have never seen before. And let me tell you something. If we are starving in the streets, I hope a Republican, a Democrat, or an independent will give us a bite to eat. That's what I'm hoping for, that we could be there for each other besides all of this crap and hurting each other the way people are doing out there. So whether you are aspiring to create your own thing, become a coach, become a consultant, build a business, whatever that is, I hope that you first become a leader in changing perspectives and changing your community. Okay. If you're someone who is looking to have a positive impact, remember, your gifts, your talents have to be fueled by something greater than you. For me, it is fueled by my faith. It is fueled by my God. I have Jesus in my life and I love him. I ask you to really think about what you're thinking about and how you are approaching life. Really, really think about that. Okay? You want to make an impact? Make it fueled by something bigger than you. Okay? Have a heart of service. Have a heart of actually helping others transcend their division. All right? And their biases. And start to inspire change in others, in you, because sometimes we all need change and we all have biases. I'm not going to sit here and act like I don't. We all do. But what I'm sick of is the way we beat each other down in the process. It's ridiculous. And I guess maybe I'm seeing it more because I'm online more, right? Because my impact is becoming bigger. So I'm getting more love and hate. And I don't care about, you know, the hate part. It's all good. That's fuel. But I want you to change your narrative, your perspective, your humanity. Show up and show people that you care. Because at the end of the day, you nor them are going to give a shit about all of this petty stuff that everybody's divided for. That's all I have to say. I hope you guys still love me. And if you don't, oopsies. I love you guys. Thank you guys so much for being here, because you guys are freaking awesome. And without you, I wouldn't be listened to. This is Nina Perez. This is Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. Find some humanity and change the world. Bye.